This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Yo, bitch blowing down my line, she want me busted down. Told her I was busting these plays, she want me busted now. She thinking cause she sucked it good and I'm a cuffer now. Bitch, I'm married to the game, let me say my fucking vows. I vow to break bread with my niggas, stack this paper. I vow to never trust no niggas, niggas traitors. I vow a nigga trap me, I send his ass to his maker.
We back with another one, it's the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm B-Fans, I got my co-host and my companion, my friend.
It's your boy Lazy, man, and we back with a legendary.
Legendary.
You always say special. A legendary guest, man.
Yeah.
Louisville's finest. Up East finest.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, my brother.
Man, I know what it is, man. East End legend, man. 86 Snot, man.
And he came, he brought all his jewelry, he said, I'm wearing every piece of jewelry I got, man.
Thank you for that, man.
We had to cut the lights off because it was shining too hard. You see them lights, getting no fucking camera up.
Hey, man, y'all asked for this. Y'all asked for everybody that we could get that's legendary. And that's why I didn't want to say special because it's a legendary. And he's a positive nigga, too.
Yeah.
You know. It's a beautiful thing, bro. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Can't complain, my brother.
That's
all right. So let's talk about the Dirt Bowl. Let's get into the...
Yeah.
Man, because I was down at the Dirt Bowl. I mean, you know, this niggas chirping in the crowd, man. They was like, oh, man, they loaded and you went into the bag. Niggas is getting 500 of practice. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Man, I don't know what it is, man, but they were just, you know... So how'd you, you know, come to, you know... You know, get so much talent on one team. And they won by 20 and didn't have their best player.
Well, probably, I say 85 to 95% of the team is pure East End bred niggas, like. So, you know, I don't got to pay them. They,
right.
Yeah.
You know, they want to play. Like, it's,
right.
It's the love. It's, you know, bragging rights.
Like I said before camera, though, like, everybody won't play on the winning team, though. Everybody ain't going to sign up to go in, like, it's our first year. Shit, let me go with the niggas that won.
Yeah. You
know, especially they can get on.
And then, like, I'm trying to think of the new people that we got. Even the, who do we got new? We got a little nigga Jamil.
Yeah, Jamil, yeah. Uh-huh.
He played it. He played with some of my East End people at Ballard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of, and then we got, who do we got new? Well, they going to say Day by Day, but he's really an original.
Yeah.
He just ain't played with us the last 2 years.
Sloan?
Yeah. He's really an original.
Yeah.
And who else we got?
A
that's
bucket.
New? We got a young dog, Lee Twine. And Frost. Frost East End bred. Everybody else really, it's East End bred. Like, we might add a new practice, but you know, I kind of know what it takes to win a Dirt Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So, I try to just put together the best team that.
Man, I ain't never played Dirt Bowl,
man. Compete.
When you mean, like, what it means, would it take, like, you like certain players or, you know, certain...
Yeah, because you got to understand it's outside.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's concrete.
Right.
Got to understand that some days, calls ain't going to go your way.
Facts. Right.
A lot of pushing. It's a lot of shoving.
Yeah.
A
lot of aggressive basketball.
It is.
So, you know, I try to put...
Some dogs in there, yeah.
Along with skill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just try to put it all together.
Because, you know, that concrete and then wind outside, them jump shooters, you know what I mean? I figure you got the best players out there can get to that bucket, you know what I mean? And because I'm a referee myself, and I'm like, damn, they letting these, you know, they let them play for real, for real. You know, they
that's right.
They'll blow a whistle every once in a while, but you out there on your own, for real, you know.
Yeah. Especially an organization like the Dirt Bowl. Like, the Dirt Bowl is known to have the best and toughest niggas that's going to hoop for real. Like, some people think it's like, that's why I never get in, because it's like, I'm not no hooper.
Yeah, nigga, you know? Can hoop. Nigga.
Yeah, I can
inside,
hoop.
Outside.
I can hoop, but not like, you feel me? You get niggas out there that don't mind playing in the heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Peak of the summer, hottest day of the summer, and you got a game or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I look for dogs, because, like, you know, if you do watch our game, start a game, we pressing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so I like dogs. Like,
yeah.
So they probably be like, why they so deep? Because it's hot out there, for one.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I get the next set of five in, guess what we going to do?
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
I like, you know, we like to...
Yeah, keep them fresh legs.
Yeah, that's it.
How many ships have you went up there?
Four. Working on my fifth one.
Damn. That's what's up, man. Just That's a hell of a record, man. That's a hell of a record. So do you like the feel of the old Durbo or the new? Just the feel of it, you know, the announcing, the, you know what I mean?
It's the same announcing.
Nah. Hell no. Remember, dude, he's like, bang.
He still do it, but yeah. He shares it now with Ray Vaughn. Then sometimes you get Lil Dre, which is East End.
Mm-hmm. Y'all covered everything up.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, though, because the old feel is that feel, but, you know, I'm going to say the new because... Yeah. Of course, I took over the organization. And, you know, we've been dominating. I ain't gonna lie, like we have. Like I can honestly say it.
So, how long ago did you take it over?
What, 16?
So in 8 years, you done won 5 ships.
I'm working on my fifth.
Oh, you working on your fifth?
So
okay.
I think I won 16, 17, 18, and then, of course, other people won 19. I think BAU might have won 19.
Business as usual.
And then I think maybe...
It's COVID, they canceled it, didn't they?
Yeah, and then I think the Splash Brothers won. And then I think Newberg might have won twice. Mm-hmm. And then we won last year.
Okay. I remember Newberg won about 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
But outside of the Dirt Bowl, man, you, I feel like you one of them guys that you never got Hollywood on your city, in your section.
Right.
From like, man, you do music. Right. You know what I mean? You did the battle rap. Like, mm-hmm. You still doing music? You still...
Yeah, I'm still doing music. I love music. Yeah. So, like honestly, I never really... I ain't gonna say I never took it serious, but I never took it serious as maybe I should've.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I just enjoy doing music. So, honestly, I never, like, wanted to be, like, a famous rapper. Like, I just love to do it. Like,
right.
I ain't never really... And that's, I kind of regret it though, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, so when I do see younger guys that's into music, I try to tell them, like, one thing I do regret is at a younger age is not really putting my all into it.
Right.
You know, because it can change your life.
Yeah.
You know, but I just love music. Like, you know, like growing up, I never really watched TV. Like, so I just started watching TV probably 4 years ago. I just always listen to music.
Everybody talking about them shows and shit on.
Yeah, like even like some of, like it'd be classic movies, they'd be like, you ain't never seen such and such. Nah, they don't probably, like, I never really watch TV. I just always listen to music.
Mm-hmm. And that's a different time. I just seen a meme and it said going to bed in the 90s when there wasn't no cable or Wi-Fi or anything and the radio was just going.
Yeah, exactly.
So I totally understand.
The quiet storm, man.
Yeah, man. That's we'll never get that back. And I feel like we was outside a lot more.
We was.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember, even though I know I've sat in the house and watched TV plenty of times, but I can't remember times like that. Like, we was outside, man. My worst punishment is saying you can't go outside. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Like, my mama used to be like, I'm going to take your TV out. You got to pick one. He's like, take your TV out. Well, I'll be like, yeah, take my TV.
Yeah.
Cause I'm going outside.
No, for sure.
I'm going outside.
I sure wish that BZ would have kept that battle rap going because I feel like, man, y'all had it. It was so entertaining.
It was.
And it's in your city. And, like, you could pull up and see these guys perform because I feel like it gave out so much opportunity for people to even get into the culture.
It did.
You know what I mean? All we had was Smack until you see Dope 16 and you got Snotty. You got, you know what I'm saying? When Gunna came, it was like all these, you know, Hayes, you know what I mean? Kanye Raw. Like, and y'all had it sold up. Man, I wouldn't want to battle if I was up there. Red dot, headshot, bang. Damn, I'm married with me. 50
fingers back there, yeah.
One thing about the East End culture, no matter what we doing, like we playing tennis.
Yeah.
The community is coming through. That's one thing.
Yeah, man, I'm here with me and my cousin.
Yeah, I guess one thing I will say.
Yeah.
Wow, you see the Dirt Bowl, like,
yeah.
Of course people come support, but mm-hmm. Nobody come support like at East End.
Right. That's facts, though. Even back then at the parties.
Always. Like
man, you go to a party at the Spectrum or the, oh, you know, the Gardens. Nigga, tell me, nah, for sure, bro. For sure, bro.
So,
you're right.
What was some of your inspiration? You say you listen to a lot of music. Like, if someone of your favorite artists, mm-hmm. maybe somebody you looked up to, like, growing up.
So some of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I didn't really listen to like down south music.
Mm-hmm.
My brother did. Like, so I didn't really, like, I ain't gonna say I didn't listen to, like, No Limit and stuff, because I was in the house with my brother, so I heard it, but, like, I was always being more of a East Coast person, so.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Like, it's my GOAT.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, Dipset.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite rapper was Cameron.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
shout out to Cam.
It was, you know, like, so, yeah, you know. The DMX.
Yeah.
Like, I always listen to stuff like that.
I feel like that's our introduction besides Snoop now. It was mostly East Coast. Because, you know, you had Snoop and Dre and all that, but you got to be a West Coast fan to know DJ Quick and stuff like that. So DMX and them was in our face. Like, especially when we went platinum twice in a year. Like, I feel like that was the best time in rap. You know what I mean? 50 Cent. You know what I mean?
I was always especially Dipset
was a whole movement. But I'm going to say something that might make you mad, though.
All right, no worries.
I love Cam.
Mm-hmm.
I love his story.
I know where
you I love everything about Cam, but I just don't feel like he was... But maybe it was the time, too. But I just feel like he was just like, man, I could do this, so I'm going to do it how I want. Like, he didn't really care that he, to me, he couldn't rap like that. But...
You think Cam couldn't rap?
I don't know, man. I not can't rap, but it's like, man, what the fuck is he saying? It'd be like oodles and noodles. I'd be like bitches and poodles. So I was like, hey, what?
Have y'all heard that freestyle he just did with the Luka jersey on?
Yeah, and he was like, talking about your boy.
Crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Now, I feel like as he got older.
Yeah, of course, he has a few lyrics where you be like, what the hell are you talking about? But
I feel like it was enough of them around him to know that he's the boss. You know what I mean? Like putting your nigga on that don't rap, Jim Jones. And he didn't really rap, but he was like, fuck it. Like, come on, man.
Jones got cold, though.
Oh, Jones was my favorite one out of all the niggas.
You could tell, like, I like
he was more serious.
I like his story, like, he wasn't a rapper, but he really wanted to perfect his craft. And
facts.
Jones got cold.
Facts. But I can't lie, though. That was a movement for me. When they got Juelz, I was like, you know, he's the young
J.R. Ryder was my favorite.
J.R. Ryder was the shit.
Yeah, Hell Real.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I definitely was a Rockefeller fan, you know.
Nah, facts.
But I always knew that.
Yeah,
Jay-Z's the GOAT. Like, just his story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even still, like, if you go back... and listen to his music, like what he is today.
Yeah.
He told you back then that he was going to be this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So, like, that's crazy to me. Like,
yeah, I heard in an interview, he said, everybody always asked me, like, what to do with no woo. He was like, man, I gave y'all the blueprint. I gave y'all everything.
And he did, though.
To let you know.
If you really listen to his music, he really did. So, amazes me.
That's what he said. Was like that. Like, he was a whole fan.
Yeah.
Whole, like, you know what I'm saying?
Couldn't do like Jordan to me.
Ooh, that's a good.
I know y'all probably think LeBron's the best.
Nah, hell no.
We come from time. You know, some people get biased, but my thing is, the stuff you like. I don't put Kobe. I put Kobe over LeBron too, just because we've seen.
I feel like people.
They forget about
Kobe,
that,
and that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going nowhere.
A killer,
and I'm a Celtic fan.
That's crazy. I was too at one point.
Yeah. So why do you put? Because, you know, ain't no right or wrong answer. Why do you put Jordan, you said you put Kobe over LeBron, too. So why you put them over LeBron? Like, why would you?
Why would I? If I was starting a team?
Yeah. Why would you?
Why would I take them?
Yeah, like, why is this your GOAT? Like, why? Because that's a debate. Ain't no, you know.
It is a debate.
Yeah.
It's going to forever be a debate.
Yeah.
But me, personally, I like killers.
Yeah.
And I ain't saying LeBron ain't a killer. He's a killer in his own way. But, like, all right, so if I was taking Michael Jordan, they gonna say like, all right, so I got a little Brody. We always debate. He said LeBron can rebound, LeBron can pass, LeBron can do it. Jordan can just score. So I tell him, me personally, give me the killer, and if I want a rebounder. I go get a Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
I want a defensive player, go get a Scottie Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
I want a three-point shooter, I go get a Steve Kerr. But at some point, like when you chasing like the finals, at some point, it's gonna come down to where you need a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just gonna come down to that.
Jaylen Brown has emerged killer.
It's gonna come down to that. So me personally, like, I'm gonna take it. Like, it's a clip on YouTube where I think it was a playoff game. It was last second. Jordan might have had two people on him. Scottie Pippen might have had one person on him. Scottie Pippen shot the ball. Jordan told him, I don't care what the circumstances is. I don't care what the snag people on me. Don't ever shoot that ball. You give that ball to me. Yeah. It's killer mentality. It is. I'm on my team.
Facts. And then it's less you have to coach. If it's times running down.
Like it on my team.
Everybody know, get the fuck out the way.
Just what I want on my team.
You can't coach it. You can't coach that mentality. Yeah.
No, you can't.
I just need it. You can't. And that was Kobe's mentality, too.
That's all I'm about to say.
He's a dog, too. I ain't taking like you the coach is a killer. Like, he's facts.
Like, oh, you said in his own way.
But, yeah, like, at the end of the day, he'll pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Jordan, like, nah, Jordan gonna put it on me.
Yeah, Jordan taking that shot over two or three.
He don't care.
Uh-huh. Kobe's my goal.
Kobe, too, though.
Kobe's my goal because it's the simple fact that the stuff you find out after, like, you know what I mean? Like, people used to call him an asshole and stuff like that, but he had a dude that used to play with him or whatever, and he had an interview. He was like, man, y'all don't understand. He said, I asked Kobe before, like, man, why you an asshole, man? Why you like that? Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, you won't know. And he was like, that spoke volumes to him that he even said, oh, you really want to know why, bro?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He said, because they come 10 minutes early to practice, then they leave as soon as this shit's over. You niggas ain't working on y'all game. Y'all here at practice because I got to be at practice. I'm staying 2-3 hours over.
And I'm 2-3 hours before.
So I'm not passing you the ball. I know what I'm going to do with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right. And let's keep it real. They said, oh, he stole all his moves from Jordan. And on Muse, on that documentary, he was like, everybody say I stole moves and stuff like that. He was like, I'm a student of the game. If you look at my moves, I do every person I've ever seen that I like to move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the shooting right at the dribble, like just straight up out the dribble. He got that from somebody that wasn't. You know what I'm saying? And he shoot better than me than all them niggas.
But Kobe?
Kobe got four niggas on his going down.
Part of it, like, if you want to be the best.
Yeah.
Like, who else I'm model my game after? I'm model my game after who I think's the best.
You feel me?
Exactly.
And then I'm a Celtics fan, so I remember winning the championship and then going to school. Like, we're going to be right back next year, coming into school the next year at Wagon. I'm like, yeah, we're going to win it this year again.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe had the same team.
Kobe Bean.
No trades. I'm coming back in with the same niggas and Ryan Artest.
Yeah.
And you feel me? Now,
because he's a killer, Kobe. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Okay, I need somebody else who can help me play perimeter D.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a Ryan on our chest.
Yeah. That ain't going to back down.
Yeah.
But when you got Kobe, and you know, it's the same thing with LeBron, but I feel like it's more with those two. The coaching becomes so easy because you know when the time's going down, I know that he got attention to time, and I know that everybody on the team know to get the fuck out the way so he can do what he do. And that's why I like Luka. Like, you feel me? Luka.
He got that in him, too.
Oh, man. Get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
And he plays like Paul Pierce to me. Like, I said it to my homie. He was like, nah, you just love Paul Pierce.
He do that. Because
Paul Pierce is my favorite player. But I just love how Paul play a fat man's game. Like, it's extra at his speed. But it's like, shit, it's going down. Buckets, 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 buckets. But
so, let me ask you this. You say you want to kill on your team. So, who's the game's on the line? You need one shot. Who's the killer on your team? Who's taking that last shot?
I'm going to give it to David Sloan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's nice, man. I've seen him. Yeah. He just hit a game window down in suburbia. He's in Puerto Rico or something.
He's a killer.
Yeah. Certified.
But it's a few of them on my mom said. It's a few of them. I like Rhea Taylor.
Uh-huh.
He got that kill in him. Yeah, it's a few of them. Like, it's a few. Yeah, that's what I look for.
Yeah.
But if I had to go to one, I'm going to give it to David Sloan, though.
Oh, he's coming back next week, Is it still on ice? Or this championship game?
He's like, chilling, man.
Okay.
He's chilling.
Yeah.
He's chilling.
Okay. He's on ice, man. You'll see him when you see him, huh?
You'll see him if you need to see him.
Uh-huh.
Might not need to see him.
Nah. Facts.
They definitely dubbed them niggas.
So what you got next with the music, man? What's to come? Because I feel like when you said, like, you didn't take it serious then, but I feel like nowadays you don't, it's not the, you know.
Actually, I'm going to tell you.
It's not, you don't have to be the youngest to
you don't,
do it.
So with that being said, I'm working on a project right now.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got the title for it. I kind of come up with that at the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, doing with that being said, yeah, if y'all listen to music, like, more real music is coming back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, reality, for a while it been that wave of, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna slap, I'm gonna drill you, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna dump you, I'm gonna kill you, my fucking, mm-hmm. like, you know, it's just been that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but hey, I'm into music, like, that shit's fading away.
It is. You wanna know why I think it's fading away, too?
Yeah, like, it's fading away. Like,
I think it's fading away because once it's easy, like, you know, in our time, like, we had the Gucci's and the trap rap, it was good until anybody could do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's watered down.
Yeah.
I think the drill rap is dying because look who's getting a hold of it. You got the UK.
Yeah.
Niggas from the UK.
Have anybody.
And then New York really took it and they flipped it to a dance. And
they did.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't like Boss Man D-Lo, but I said, man, it's been a while since we had a rapper that's trap. You know what I mean? He's talking about getting some money, and he ain't talking about just being a J, just getting lit all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really like get money music. Like,
yeah,
you know
and that's what I meant to, like that type of music. It's coming back, though. Like,
yeah, it really is.
Like, more soulful music, you know?
I love that reality rap. Studios, things like that.
So who you listening to now? Like, who's in the deck? Like, who you listening to now? Like, you know?
Who I listen to when I just pulled up?
Yeah, right.
I was listening to Drake.
Hey, no cap. I didn't brought his It's So Far Gone, his first mixtape.
Yeah,
I didn't throw it back in the rotation.
I've been listening to Drake. I'm a Drake fan. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm a Drake fan too. But when I'm also like, I like niggas like you and niggas in the city that, and niggas like Starlito, like, and Boosie. Cause if Boosie didn't write you know, Set It Off, I'd be like, man, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get into the... Nah, I understand that.
But my wife, she hates it because she was like, but it's Drake. It's Drake. And, you know, he's more of a pop star like Beyonce. Some shit's just for Drake, and I understand that. But when I heard he didn't write... He had the reference tracks on If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, because that was my favorite Drake besides Nothing Was the Same. That When I pull up on him, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, Mob Ties, they said Vory reference. That's like, come on, man. Like, to me, it just waters down the best rapper alive.
Yeah.
Okay, we can say best entertainer like Beyonce. We can say like Taylor Swift, like some shit is for them. I wrote this for you. This is for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once you, I don't feel like we can say best rapper alive if you getting reference tracks for our favorite tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, R&B and shit like that, cool. You know what I mean? But if Hov didn't write, I'm feeling it. Man, whose story is this then? Because I believed you.
So, how you feel about the Drake beef, Al? How you... What's your stance on it? Did he lose it, or did he, him and Kendrick, how did you?
Did he lose it?
Yeah, I think he did. I think it's
close. Run for your life.
I kind of go back and forth with it.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I would give it to Kendrick because I liked it, his approach. I liked it. His strategy.
Yeah, he did it his
like
way.
How he attacked. Feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't really too much like the, you ain't really black angle.
Yeah.
Because his daddy's a full-blown nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was kind of...
Yeah.
Too much. But I guess he put it together, I put it together, but...
That's why I thought all of it was lame, because even though I thought Drake's was kind of lame, because it's like... To me, Chris Brown won. If you say something to me and I gotta either try to kill you or fight you, that's beef. Because what he said was fucked up. But I feel like anybody that come in Drake, it's the same shit. Pusha T, all of them, it's like, we know, like, East Canada.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I say I kind of go, I love Kendrick's approach. You know, I liked this strategy. Finds how he released his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you gonna drop it? Okay, 20 minutes later, I'm gonna drop too.
Yeah, that was like serial killer shit. Well,
he did to Meek. Like, I was at work at one night when all that shit.
And Meek's one of my favorite rappers too.
Yeah, Meek was my favorite rapper,
especially at the time. I said, all right, Drake had met his match. He done knocked off Common, all these. I said, but Meek is a battle nigga. He come from the street. He dropped Charged Up. I said, damn.
Oh my God.
And then I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? Meek is like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, oh no. But ever since then, I can't fuck with Meek. It's just something like, I'm like, man, you ain't even.
You feel like he ain't defend himself enough.
You feel me? And we've seen you grow from a concrete, what they say, a rose grow from the concrete. We seen
Meek. He ain't really a lurking rapper, though. That wasn't really his forte. Like.
I mean, but he's a battle rapper. We first met Meek on YouTube battling niggas. You know what I mean?
That's kind of different.
Yeah.
But
especially when you're going up against Drake.
Yeah, you would think it would kind of, it's kind of different.
Yeah. And then I love Ross. I only love Ross because 50 couldn't demolish that nigga. Like, that's the only nigga 50 couldn't demolish.
I feel like Ross got a lot of corny with the Drake shit.
Yeah,
made me look at him like, come
on. My thing is, you should have jumped in it back then when he did Charged Up.
And then it's kind of, it's just kind of like, like, you know, all your records that's on the that was on the charts.
Yeah.
And they Drake features.
Man, yeah. Drake got him his first number one.
Yeah. A lot of niggas like, I don't understand the beef anyway, because Future, bro, you try to sit back and put niggas on your track, and then Metro's beefing with him too, but it's like, bro, you every time you drop something, you got a Drake.
Even Kendrick, what was that song Kendrick had?
Poetic Justice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's Drake.
Yeah, it was.
It's like Drake's a little different, man.
And he praised him for that. But like my brother said,
I think he got too big. Like, he just, Drake is that. Even if he lose a battle, he can't lose. Yeah. Like, he's just that nigga, you know what I mean? He's just...
It's different when you're dealing with a nigga with a country. I don't need y'all.
That's the thing.
Even though I got the bitch. And it's like this. If you get the bitches, Plies will never miss. It don't care what Plies drop. She hit my rock. He can drop a song every 5 years and it's going to go because women like him and street niggas liked what he did before. With Drake, it's like, I think Drake did enough... Jay Prince, you know, he was fucking with Jay Prince. Jay Prince is his OG.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he did enough for the street culture without having to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Really be in it. So it's like, it's hard to be the nigga that the women love. And, you know what I mean? The streets fuck with you. Because certain people ain't going to let up on Drake. They going to let you know Drake is the GOAT. Whoopie whoop numbers. You know, shit like that. So, and none of that lasts. Drake has been the most consistent besides Chris Brown. You know what I mean? With the music consistently.
Yeah, you can't deny it. I mean,
you know what I mean? You know, I think Scorpion was one of my favorite albums. And
that's what I listened to when
Yeah, Scorpion.
Really?
That's when he addressed everybody. Yeah. And he, I mean, the nigga had Michael Jackson. How the fuck you get Mike? On something we ain't never heard. Not a sample or nothing. It was something that we've never heard from Mike. You feel me? So I think on that aspect, Drake wins every time because he's done it for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to fit in so bad that when he got it, he ain't let up on nobody. You know?
I feel like Kendrick was waiting on this too, though.
Oh yeah, and Kendrick been calling them niggas out.
Yeah.
He did on BET Awards like 5 years ago. He's like Drake, J. Cole, all you niggas like step up, like trying to get niggas to step up their bars. But
mm-hmm.
I think the beef is also, I think that like even though we got love and respect for somebody, people that's around them all the time and can know who they are for real, I think that's why people feel like losing respect for him, maybe, like, for the shit. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And he's always on somebody's bitch, too, so. Like, you know, some
pocket. Taking my girl around him.
No, hell no.
So I'm going to speak on battles. Like, I remember using Dope 16. Like, what was your toughest battle? Like, what was your, who was your, like, you like, damn, like, it's.
I met my match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like me and Hayes had a great battle because he was kind of a difficult person to prepare for just because of
mm-hmm.
how he give it to you, pause.
No Diddy.
Yeah. So
is that the one where he was like, they said I was gonna die tonight?
Yeah. If I would say Hayes,
yeah,
was my most difficult battle to prepare for, but really, I really just went up and did me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was more so my character.
Okay,
because I really wasn't like considered a battle rapper. I let my neighborhood psych me up, not really psych me up, but they was
put them cables on. You give you a little push.
Yeah, because my brother Piff, Kanye, they was already doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Piff, man.
I
seen Piff battle on at the waterfront.
And they started, you can't do it, it's not. I'm like, man, what's wrong with y'all? And I always been like a URL fan, because like I said, I've always been an East Coast type of person. I'm like, man, so they psyched me up, and I did it, and it was crazy. Like,
yeah.
What was your first battle? Like, was you nervous, or was you?
No, I wasn't really nervous. I wasn't really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew I could do it. Like, I was really... I wanted to see the looks on their face.
Yeah.
Because they thought I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you want to know something, though? I remember when you used to say hot shit and you would just smile, like...
Yeah, because I know, like, it was like... Cause they thought it was more so, like, they thought I couldn't do it. Like, you really can't do it. I was like, man, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Because
I know, you know, my character alone is going to demand the room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I did it. It was a nice turnout, you know. Like I said... Because I used to go to the battles before I started battling.
Yeah.
Used to be, you know, 25, 30, 35 people in there. Mm-hmm. And then when Big Snot got up, when he started doing it,
yeah.
300, 400, 500, 600
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, every time I'm on the card, it's crazy. Like, door wrapped around. So
the first battle I ever seen besides on YouTube and URL and all that was Piff and Bam at the park or something. You know,
Piff's a lad. He's my
yeah, like he put his words together.
He's my goat. He's my, like, you know, local. Yeah, you know, he's my.
Nah, me too. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I like Bricks. I grew up with him. That's more of like a personal favorite, Bricks. But
Piff, yeah, me and Bricks cool.
You battled him, didn't you?
It's my first battle.
It was your first battle, Bricks.
I had to handle him a little rough. man.
Yeah, Bricks was one of them dudes that I feel like
he's the pioneer, though.
Yeah, yeah. He really put on because he did a lot of like rap too, like outside of the battle rap. And I feel like he had a target on him. Like niggas was always trying to battle at
him. He's a pioneer, like you know, they say what they want to, but
yeah, no, that's facts though.
Legendary.
Facts.
I remember he first battled down was down in Lexington, UK's campus. Who did he battle? I forgot who he battled, but yeah, that's my first battle ever. Like,
yeah, one of my favorite ones too was Gunna when he did.
Gunna was tough.
When he said, "I got bills, more bills." I wish he didn't fuck that up in a letter from Bam.
He
fucked that all.
Gunna was.
He said they're going to roll out that pocket, hit him with that eagle.
Yeah, oh, man, that was crazy.
Eagle might go something like that. That was wild.
Yeah. His punchlines was next level.
Nah, it was. I ain't going to lie, man. Y'all had me wanting to battle. I used to be at work do this shit. All the niggas at work like, man, you can. I'm like, drunk on the back of this motherfucking truck, putting tires on the truck. I'm like, say something else, young, and I'm like, trying to set him up. But I feel like the culture, man, like, I don't know what happened with that, but I feel like we deserved that, you know, for the city, because I feel like it was always a good time when y'all did that.
The battlers messed that up.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia, and if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Yeah,
because it got to a point where certain battlers started getting paid.
Yeah.
And then, like, every battler started, let's just say I was getting 500.
Right.
And then it got to a point where every battler felt like, I should get 500 too. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they gotta understand that it's business. Like, maybe the reason Snotty probably can get 500 is because it's 200 people coming in here. If Snotty don't battle, 70 people in here. Like, that's what everybody, so it just kind of, and then, you know, from BZ and EB stand, it didn't really make no sense on the end.
Right. It don't.
Yeah, it just really don't make no sense.
Was it a cash prize? Like, did you get the money up?
Okay. Like going to work.
Yeah.
Right, so everybody started to feeling like, you know, they deserve it. And, you know, truthfully, not really, I didn't.
No.
You don't sell no tickets.
Right.
It just poured out.
Ain't got no buzz.
Nah,
it's
facts.
Business. Like,
that's why they had the
bring it back. You think
shit.
It could be, ever be brought back? Like,
I'm going to say no, but it's a small part of me that feel like maybe one day. Like, the city kind of took a turn for the worst when it comes to certain stuff. So
especially holding events and shit like
that. Yeah, like, it just kind of not safe. Like, just, you know.
Especially with the type of talk.
And then the stuff that people gonna say, like,
Facts, especially
you ain't heard too much. Like you know, sometimes you might have heard, oh, fuck your mama, or, fuck your bitch, or something like that. You ain't really heard, like, nothing crack. Now, I can see somebody now, like, I was there when your brother got the head shot.
Like,
it'd just be crazy. Like,
so when that shit come about, like, disrespecting the bad dad ain't never been cool. They didn't pay their dues, whatever they did on this
earth. When they...
I thought Tuga was some strong weed for the longest. I was smoking Tuga.
That's what, not even knowing.
Yeah, not even knowing.
Thinking it was just
Yeah. bro, I got some Tuca, man. Woo, 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 woo. I didn't know Tuca was a person. I never really got into that drill. Yeah. And to Charleston White, you know, a couple years ago, like, y'all disrespecting this, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So he brought it to my attention. I was like, damn, I was calling Tuca, you know, good weed. Yeah, I didn't know, no disrespect. I ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
I think it's when it came around, though. Like,
facts, though.
That Chicago wave.
That bred a lot of killers, too.
Yeah, I never cared for that. Like,
yeah.
Like, because you got to understand, like, I look at it like it's like, even if it says two guys, they got beef or whatever, and, you know, one of them killed the other, how that go.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand, on the internet, it's people's mamas.
Yeah.
People, aunties, people's brothers and sisters. People
really love
them. Kids, like, and, you know, like, I'm a firm believer in karma to a certain extent. And, like, playing with God, man.
No, real talks.
Like, I never cared for that. Like, you know.
The only one I was into was Chief Keef. And then, like, everybody after Chief Keef, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, it's the same shit over and over.
Yeah, like, it's just.
But what kills me is the, like, I feel like every era have the, you know, trends and stuff you, like, you know, you might follow. You know what I mean? Like, how big, but like trends and stuff like that. But these new trends be crazy. Like, I feel like when Chief Keef dropped, like, killing was a trend now.
Yeah,
I feel like O Solo is one of my favorite battle rappers.
Yeah,
nowadays. And he was like, ain't nothing wrong with a little shooting as long as the right people get shot. That's an old school, like,
that's real
aspect, but that's the realest way you could put it, because there's gonna be death. There's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I feel like this new generation is like, these young niggas don't even care about getting no money.
It's just the shock value of saying you killed somebody.
Yeah, like that's worth $1 million to them nowadays. Like,
yeah.
It just baffles me, bro.
The internet gave the dusty shooter a voice, a platform.
And that's why the music turned to that for a while. Like,
we always say about the club, like, growing up, you know, going to little teen parties and even the club after, you know, once you get a little older, you know what I'm saying, it was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everybody dancing, everybody having a good time, it's fun. But you can't do it now because the music is not fun. And 100 niggas, I got a drop on a pussy nigga. You ain't dancing to that. You can't even freak niggas.
Way back dancing music, man. Way back niggas getting twerked out and
you feel me?
Niggas and they dancing groups.
Even though I wasn't even a dancer, but once certain dances came out, you couldn't deny it because it was, you know, you going down. I ain't gotta do nothing, but going down. You feel me? You know, lean with it, rock with it. You know, yeah, gangsters did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's influence. We was influenced to have fun. That's why we was outside. We was influenced to be mobbed up, whether it's just a fight. You know what I'm saying? There's been so many niggas I seen get whooped. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's like,
I whoop a nigga nowadays.
Oh, man. It's the embarrassment. And first of all, it's the embarrassment. Niggas don't like to be embarrassed no more.
And it's in the thing, too, though, with that. It ain't just, we was there. Mm-hmm. So we seen the embarrassment. Now it's,
nigga, your mama, girl done got whooped. She played it 10 times.
You see stuff on the internet, and they be like, you know, shootouts and stuff. I'd be like, how did you get your phone out?
Man, I always.
Right.
It might be because of our age, too.
Niggas.
Like, what? How did you capture it? Because
I never capture nothing good. Like, I'd be like, damn, that's crazy.
Niggas start shooting, I'm ducking.
I'm pulling the phone out. It's crazy.
So,
it's staying there.
What Charleston White says, he's like, if I get knocked out and I wake up and people got the phones out, I'm shooting the people with the phones.
Nah, for real though.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you this. We was talking about clubs. Like, what club, switch it up a little bit, that you had like the most fun, the best memories in, like past, present, local? Well, mostly local, but you can get out of town club. But
it used to be a club. Actually, it's a recording studio right there now. 400. It used to be a club. It was called D&D when I was going to it, but it was called 537. My mama then was going to it.
Yeah.
I would say that.
Where was this at?
Right there on Preston and Oak.
Where we just came from? Where they do the...
It's a recording studio now. It's called 400.
Where they do the raw shit. It's across the street.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Got you.
It was in that area.
It used to be a club right there, and then probably... Well, it used to be called Billy's back then. I think it ended up turning to Legends. I think it's H2O now. But hands down, for real, Coles is probably one of the best clubs in Louisville. Just today. I'm just going to go ahead and keep it.
Yeah, yeah. Nice
and
Coles.
I
say Jim Porter. Jim Porter was a...
Yeah, so it was my... I would say Jim Porter would probably be my favorite, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like,
that's
the beginning.
Yeah, like, for sure. Jim Porter was probably my favorite. I had name the best one more.
Phoenix Hill.
Yeah.
I never been to Phoenix.
I mean, on a Wednesday, the first time I went, it was an OG. He was like, man, you like going to Coles? I was like, hell yeah, I like going to Coles. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, he was like, Phoenix Hill be popping. I'm like, man, when's Phoenix Hill? I'll be seeing people. He's like, Wednesdays. So one Wednesday, he was like, what's up, man? I got the drinks. What you doing, youngin'? I'm like, shit, let me call my girl. Straight from work, you feel me? I'm talking about dog. I'm like, dog, I ain't never been in a club like this. You go to another section, you got some country over here. Mm-hmm. Got a twerk session downstairs, you know.
You know, it was the same owner, Jim Porter and Phoenix Hill.
For real?
The white lady.
Yeah.
So if you got banned from Phoenix Hill, you got banned from Jim Porter. You got banned from Phoenix Hill.
I know she got a pretty penny.
Oh my God.
They bought one of them in the city. You know what I mean? Oh, she cashed on that.
No, she did.
Oh, man, it's a family thing right there.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep. It's over with after that.
Oh, my Lord.
But back to the music. What do you feel like you can do to, you know what I mean? Like you said, you don't want to be no star. You just like doing it. But to get your, you know, foot in the door, to even be a businessman, to be a, you know what I'm saying, an A&R, what do you feel like you need to do with your music and with your path to, you know, like, step in that light? Because you can help a lot of people out, too.
Just apply myself, really taking the time to put myself in certain places. Because I got the ability to, for real. Like, really just apply myself.
Do you see yourself, like, putting, like, music... putting money behind, like, a, you know, a young artist? Do you see any young artists with talent that you might, like, take a backseat to and let them, you know, be the...
There's a whole lot of, like, I ain't gonna lie, Louisville really got a lot of talent when it comes to music.
They do.
Just don't really be a whole lot of loyalty nowadays.
Facts.
Like, so I say that to say... Because who's going through it? Maybe Boosie's going through it. Mm-hmm. Like, certain stuff. Okay, so let's just say you put money behind me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's just say I blow up, right? So now let's just say then I got the Interscopes and the blah, 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 the blah, blah, blah. Like, this, they trying to get me this. Like, so really it's like, I don't need you no more. Like, it's a lot of it going on. Right. Yeah. That's the part I don't respect.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter what, like, even if I be like, hey, man, look, I'm going to go over here and get this $40 million, but I'm going to give you 8 of it, 9 of it. Like, it's no more of it. Then it's like, oh, I don't need you no more.
Right.
Oh, so.
Megan did that, too. Megan.
A lot of artists do that. Like, and it's just, like, just the lawyer. It's just loyalty. Like, it ain't really no whole lot of loyalty. So, like, it's a few artists that I actually think about sometimes.
Where's the gratitude at? Because if I ain't got nothing and a person put me in a position to sign a $40 million.
You forever in my favor.
Nate, do what you want.
Forever in my favor.
Real talk.
You want to know what it is?
Like,
I think it's the stardom. It's what you're doing it for. Some people is, like you said, you ain't in it for that.
Right.
So it's like somebody throw you $40 million and your partner help you get there. Rather you my manager again or not, you're going to always be with me.
Every day I sign.
Yeah. You're going to be right
cut
there.
You in.
You know what I'm saying? Because the simple fact is you helped me get here. But you got to think about them people that Diddy got. He got them people, like I always say, I don't think he ain't drugging people. Hey, look, I can get you at the Grammys. I can do this and that for you. I'll fuck whoever I'm fucking with. I do whatever you tell me to do. That's where that comes in. Because if you do anything for some money, you do anything for some money. You know what I'm saying? That's where I think
keep
it comes
it back
in.
Back though. That's the culture. Back though, slime, all that goofy ass shit.
Because I'm the type of person, like you said, if I get on and we get 40 mil, I give you some. And then if this shit don't work out, we can walk away. Shit, we rich. We ain't got to deal with no industry flukes. We ain't got to, because at the end of the day, a lot of people see what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the artist, but the who's bringing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's who's going to influence them. That's who's going to tell them no to the shit we want them to say yes to. Mm-hmm. Like your boy Drake from the Disney shit. They got his daddy out the picture. You know what I'm saying? His daddy and his mama went together, so it was easy to be like, look, the dad is fucking this up for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, daddy went out the picture.
Oh, man.
It's just like, I ain't going to say if, when we blow big, and I don't know, if I say revolt, I don't know. BET come to, man, I got a podcast contract from y'all. Mm-hmm. Whoop. Man, I'm forever. His, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Here's a nice 30% for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Right, you know, because he's a wizard, man. Shout out to B. Haywood, man. Yeah. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. We on TikTok, Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook. Big and Lazy. If you Google Big and Lazy, we on everything. We on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, everywhere. Shout out to Confirmed Media. Follow them. B. Haywood on Facebook. But to switch the subject a little bit, I remember you bought out, what's it,
exclusive shout out, exclusive. Shout out exclusively.
Yeah. So what was? Could you walk us through that? Like, what was you feeling through that? Like, what was?
He said, "What was I feeling?"
Yeah, like, you know, that was major right there. Was it?
Well, I always said I wanted to do something just something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wasn't playing or nothing. It was just I was sitting in there because it was, you know, my friends and I.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in there and I had went live, like just regular live. Like, are you exclusive? And they was like, somebody was like, come through and buy me an outfit. I'm like, all right, come on through.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else was like, well, I'm ready to come too. I'm like, come on through.
Yeah.
And that's really how it just turned out. Like, it just went crazy. Like,
right.
It just went crazy, so.
But it seems like you always got a lot of support.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do.
So was the store empty when it was over? Was it, you know, wasn't nothing but with the racks or like, what was it?
Yeah, it was empty. It was basically empty.
Like, oh, okay.
That's major.
That's just something crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you ain't got to
put that out there. You ain't got to if you don't want to.
I mean, yeah, I spent like $82,000 that night.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
That's tax write-off, man. That's
I just did it for the love.
That's real nigga shit. Get my dingers on, B.
Yeah,
get my peak, you know,
ding.
I got a little tag, yeah.
Yeah, I just did it for the love, like, you know. Yeah.
Not the recognition or nothing, because
I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah.
So it's what God told me to do, it's what I did.
Yeah, and when you do shit from the heart, not looking for a kickback, like, if I do this, I'm going to get this back.
Yeah.
I mean, you be blessed for 10 times, man. That shit's going to come back tenfold.
That's why we blessed with the pod, because, like you said in the beginning, like, we ain't doing it for money.
Yeah.
Doing it because, like, Bruh said things like, what you say, Cube said, if you ain't doing it for 5 years without getting paid, you ain't don't even look for no money.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, we all, like, came together. So when people were like, man, you ain't checking your stats and getting paid, like, I don't give a fuck. If you ain't talking about an M, we don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? We grinding. Anything that comes in, put it towards the pie, put it towards the rent, put it towards the more lights, more audio, better audio, because that's the key.
Yeah.
There's your consistency and shit like that. But I hate going into shit with people that's, we ready to get paid. I'm like, automatic, like, man.
You already understand that they don't understand the grind.
Yeah. It's definitely a grind.
It's a grind. It don't matter what it is. Yeah. Like, everything's a grind. Like,
thanks.
Everything's a grind.
So let me ask you this. We always ask every artist this. If we, you know, I ain't gonna say a life depending on it, but you know, to save the earth, to give us a number one hit, a good hit, you got a blank check. You can get any producer or any artist. So give me one producer and one artist to give us a, damn, man, this is gonna be remembered in 50, you know what I mean? Any dead or alive, don't shut the door. Dead or alive, past, present, local, you know, anywhere. Oh, he's thinking, man. He's cooking something up.
You said to save the earth. This is serious.
Yeah. the niggas from Space Jam. Listen, the Martians. The Martians is coming to take our talent, man. So
this is crazy, man.
We'll put him on the spot.
Say get you a producer.
Yeah.
And a feature.
I want to say somebody said Michael Jackson and Harry Fraud. I'm like, that'd be different. Like,
so I'm going to give you a producer and I'm going to give you an artist.
Yep.
It's basically what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Featuring 86 Knot, man.
So I'm going to probably go Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's a first.
I think it is, too. Dr. Dre. I'm gonna probably go. How's that a first? And we've been doing this for a year.
I'm gonna probably go Dr. Dre. And then, man, I'm gonna go Drake, man. I gotta go Drake.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dr. Drake. Drake.
We heard Drake a couple times. Yeah.
It'd be crazy. Just imagine.
Go crazy,
just,
though.
Just imagine the Drake. Just imagine the Drake doing what he doing. Yeah. And the, yeah, that's just what I would.
And you to the moon.
Yeah, to the moon. That's two machines behind you. That's the Interscope. And
yeah, the world depending on that's who I got to roll with.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna just go with a feature. I want young Anita Baker. A hook or something.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? She just, her voice is just crazy. Put on my heart. Yeah. I love you, baby.
Give me a.
You know what I'm saying? Something silly.
Alchemist. That'd be a track. I love his, because he be, you know, I may want him in a.
Yeah.
Because I've been listening to them, them Griselda niggas, Conway the Machine.
Oh, yeah, I fuck with them.
Oh, my God. They be
crazy.
Yeah, man.
I had a young nigga in the shop say, man, this is stupid, man. This is, I'm like, bro, who's your favorite rapper? Man, NBA Youngboy, man. The greatest ever. I'm like, look, I ain't taking away from NBA. I said, but this is just really rap.
Sound like somebody I know. One of my, he gonna see this. Don't laugh. Lord, I can't tell him NBA Youngboy had to go.
Oh, man. But I get it, though, because I used to didn't. When rappers come out and the people like him and the, you know what I'm saying, like Future. I love Future, but when people be like, he's the GOAT, I'm like, man, like he gets away with a lot of just good melodies and shit like that. But mm-hmm. I had to understand, like 21 Savage said, you can't tell them that, and people in Atlanta, that Future ain't bigger than Drake and Jay-Z because to them he is. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You got to think, with these young niggas, it's like they don't own a Apple Music. They don't pay for Spotify.
Oh, YouTube.
YouTube. Wake up in the morning, roll a wood.
YouTube.
Yo. Put a name straight.
You feel me? The young boy's talented, though.
Yeah, he is.
Talented.
He is. I feel like, but see me, you said the niggas from East Coast. When I was young, it was very much niggas from East Coast. But when I hit like a teenager, I feel like all the best rappers to me come out of Louisiana. Wayne Gates, you know what I mean? It's a lot of the niggas.
Big Gates, like, man.
You know, me too. Me too. I fuck with Gates. To me, that's the last 10 years.
Gates would probably be my favorite.
Let's go back to By Any Means. I feel like that nigga, like,
yeah,
Starlito, Gates,
that little Brock
Boosie
was nasty.
Oh man, all of them.
That man, he started eating pussy. I asked him to eat pussy. I was about 20, 24, 25.
I'm taking pride in it. Let me say
that. I ain't lying. I took pride in it when Wayne was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was on his shit. Middle school, high school. I'm like, man, shit, you ain't no pussy monster. You ain't getting no.
I was about taking pride in it out the gate.
Yeah,
Gates is like, yeah, he named
it. That's how you thinking, though. Like, he got songs talking about running trains on his bitch with his nigga. I'm like, man, that nigga's too. But, like, I always say, they be like, man, Gates is weird. I'm like, man, all them Louisiana niggas is different, dog. Boosie, Webby, all them niggas is different. Like,
yeah, man.
All them niggas say some shit, be like, what? But then at the same time, you're like, I get it, but like, my nigga, you wild for that.
Yeah.
NBA Youngboy, too. I feel like that's what we got from Louisiana, the pot of Louisiana. Soulja Slim, Juvenile.
All of them.
BG, Gates, Wayne, all of it is NBA Youngboy. You know what I mean? And it's just what you get from the times. That's what I had to understand, too, about rap. It's kind of like basketball. Yeah, we love the greats, but these new niggas is... What Gilbert Arena say, you can't fuck with a lot of these new niggas because you couldn't guard type A. How you going to guard type, you know? So
who was who would you say is the most famous person that you recorded with? Like, who was the, like, that got the most, you know, the biggest buzz, like, you made a cut with?
I would have to say ESTG. Like, I actually did a song with him. So.
Yeah. Okay.
That's legendary.
Shout out to EST, man.
Yeah. I feel like you had something with Boosie, but a lot of us.
I never really did a whole lot of
bunch.
Yeah, I really did never did a whole lot of features too, because that's a tricky game too. Like,
yeah.
So, let's say you're an artist. Let's say you the label. Let's say you come to a concert here. All right. Let's say you want 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'll give you 20,000. We record a song. Yeah, I've seen this happen to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just start marketing and promoing because guess what I got to do?
Clear over that label.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be another 20, 30, 40,000. You never know. So
right.
There's a lot of people don't understand that and they lose out on $20,000 that they gave him. And that'd be a lot of...
They might not even clear it.
And yeah, so I didn't just throw my money away like that.
Right.
So I feel like I ain't never really just ran into, like... And I get it, it's business. Sometimes it's always middleman. Mm-hmm. When we get to talking about $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, I ain't really trying to deal with the middleman.
Right.
That's just... So it's
kind of like, yeah.
If the reward really worth the risk, I mean, I don't really know. So some people it may be, and they might take a risk, and it might have worked out for them. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people... They just
throw their money away.
Throw their money in a wild hog's ass, what my granny used to say.
Yeah.
Throw your money in a wild hog's ass.
That's what dude was saying at the shop, though, about the... He did a track with Finesse two times before he got locked up back in the day, and then, like...
For Rob.
Yeah, he's like a label didn't clear it, even though he's telling them, like, y'all good, promote it, whatever, however y'all want to do it, I'm paid.
Don't work
like the label that. Was like, nigga, no.
Yeah, that's when you put it out on you, they don't flag your shit.
Yeah, take your shit right down.
That's true. There'll be a lot of that going on, but that's something I plan on doing, like, in the future, like, coming up. Like, I've been trying to... I got a few little things working.
Okay.
Got a few little things working, man.
Let me ask you this before I get here, because I seen... You grew up in Clarksdale, Shepherd Square. Did you cry when the project came down? Like, how'd you feel, like, when they came down? Because I seen a... I'm gonna tell you a little story. I used to work for a liquor company in Reno, Liquor City. So she's sitting on the curb and I'm, you know, just rolling my shit in and she's boo-hooing, crying. I'm thinking her granny died. Mm-hmm. She maybe got an AIDS died. She's crying. So I'm walking past. So I'm like, what's wrong with you, all right? Mm-hmm. And she said, nah. I'm like, what's wrong? She said, they turned the projects down. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I said, damn. I said, well, they gave me a voucher, but that's all I know. I'm 26, and I've been to projects my whole life. I don't know, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. And I had a property at the time, so I took, you know, here's my number. But, nigga, she was boo-hooing, like, it was over. Like, so, like, how was that, like, you know?
It was a lot of sadness for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was sad,
like,
too.
Because, like she said, you get accustomed to, it's family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? It's always somewhere you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's always somewhere you can get something to eat. It's always everything. Like, so, you know, like, especially if it's all you know, like,
thanks.
Make you nervous when they turn it down. And,
right.
But, you know, honestly, there's some crazy stuff. Like, when they did start it, because they tore Clarksdale down first.
Yeah.
So, mostly... A lot of the Clarksdale residents came over to Shepherd Square.
Yeah.
And they tore Shepherd Square down. And then when they started moving people all around, like, the city kind of got bad.
It did.
Really did. When you sit and think about it, like, it really got bad. So, yeah, so. Like, yeah, so I'm from Clarksdale. But I was always able to bounce back and forth between the Clarksdale side and Shepherd Square side because my dad's side is from the Shepherd Square side and my mom's side is from the Clarksdale side. So,
was it ever a beef with them? Like, was it ever? I'm not from my bro.
It used to be they used to say, you know, stay on your side type of thing.
Yeah.
I was always able to go back and forth, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
My mama's side over here, my daddy's side over here. So,
yeah.
I didn't live in Shepherd Square, but I grew up in Shepherd Square. My cousin Lachelle and Quita, they lived up there, and I played for PCC. We used to get dropped off at PCC.
Yeah.
He used to ride the activity bus. Like, that's how my daddy was, because my stepdaddy grew up down there, so he was like, man, y'all going to the hood. Y'all going to get some unity about y'all.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, when they tore the project, the city, they started moving everybody, the city kind of got a little wild.
Yeah, it did, though, because everybody got to move to each other's hoods.
Yeah.
Got a little wild.
You think they ever gonna tear Park Hill down? I think.
Yeah.
It's coming. Sooner or later.
That's the middle of the city, too. People don't understand how.
That's prime real estate, for real. Louisville been trying to get them for the longest time.
They about to turn down, though.
Boy, that's gonna be crazy, though.
Cause I'm sure that they about to turn.
It's coming, ain't it? Yeah. But it was good talking to you, man. That's one of the dopest episodes we didn't have.
Yeah. We appreciate you taking time out to come and chill with us, man, because we get a lot of people canceled, man. But it's like, I feel like the big names and the real special guests, they show. So it's like, I feel like they
it is like
I
that.
See the value, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you know, and I respect it.
Yeah.
Two black men, like, you know, like.
And it'd be like I ain't gonna say nobody's more important, but you know, people with less motion or less notoriety, they just get Hollywood. Like, yeah. Like I don't know, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It happens. But we got a couple of questions before we get out of here. We ask you, if you can see anybody on here, you know, if you enjoyed yourself, hey, man, you'll be a good fit on. Go holler at my homies, Lazy, you know, and Big. Who would it be? But you got to be able to make a call or, you know, set us up, you know, throw the hoop for it.
It could be anybody.
Anybody.
It's a guy that they coach the Park Hill Dirtbo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm Big P. I'm kidding. Okay. I'm gonna tell him come on here too.
Yeah.
He gonna talk his shit too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's a great guy. He's a pillar for his community. Mm-hmm. Same, you know.
We had Team One on here a while back. Yeah.
Same type of vibe as me. Mm-hmm. Same type of vibe as me.
Okay. So we're gonna look forward to that. And one more. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. You gotta give us something big, something good to eat, and Lazy, something, you know, to plop on the couch and watch.
So you give you something good to eat?
Yeah.
Like a restaurant? I just like
a restaurant. Some restaurant, you know, so we can pull up and
well, turn us on if you cook, you know. Yeah. Whip up or something.
All right, I can't go. Let me think. What's a good place I can pull up? Good place I can pull up and eat, man.
I finally had Joe's for the first time like a couple weeks ago. Nice old cold cut. I always see people up there, you know. I was in the area and got me old sandwich.
When I was in Indianapolis, we ate Dave's.
Yeah, matter of fact, one. I ain't never ate chicken flavor. Y'all know Aspen?
Yep, Ridge's little sister, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what we tried.
And Taco Rico.
And we got to get Ridge on here, too. We had him on here, but, you know, he's a man of many hats. You know, we got to get him on here.
Yeah. You say something lazy to...
Something to watch, besides this podcast.
Power.
Yeah.
Which one? I was never big on Power, bro. Like, I just...
Yeah, me neither until COVID.
To COVID hit?
Facts, though.
That's when I started watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you something else to watch because I know you'll fuck with it if you ain't watched it, Breaking Bad.
Somebody else told me that.
Yeah, that's what introduced me into series. Like, I ain't watched no series.
I really don't watch TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I asked somebody, like, give me something good, and they said Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because it introduced me to series. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
It was probably like 2 years since it had even been on. It was done.
Yeah.
And we watched it. Me and my wife watched it every day until that shit was done. I'm talking about... You need to hurry up and get home. I'm ready to watch the food's done. You know what I'm saying? But then after that, the first Power was in like three seasons before I was at the flea market.
And, I was way behind. Like, I was like, it was on COVID. That's when I really started watching it. Like,
and I never watched Tariq's because they killed out Ghost.
So you ain't never watched it still?
Nah, they said it was good, though. When they killed off Ghost, I didn't watch Tommy's. I watched a little bit of Raising Kanan because I fuck with 50.
See, I ain't never watched Raising Kanan.
Yeah. Raising Kanan, it was good, but it's just like, it's kind of like dry. Like, you expect for 50 to be so
you
like...
You Tariq?
Nah, I ain't watched Tariq yet, but I want to, but I'm also...
I'm a struggle with Tariq.
I hate when motherfuckers give it away, like being on internet or anything, so I hate that aspect of it.
Well, if you liked it, Tommy and Ghost, you're going to love Tariq and Brady.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
I'm gonna
that's
check
what they
it.
Said. Everybody, every time I say it, they be like, "What?
Yeah.
You're crazy."
You gotta watch that, man.
You ever seen The Wire?
Yeah,
The Wire.
Because Wire was my favorite show of all time, but nigga turned me on to Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bad might be the best.
I'm gonna go Breaking Bad solid. Tonight.
Yeah, Breaking Bad was the shit.
The first season's kind of slow, but that shit, you got a little bit of everything in there.
You got to get past the first season. Like my mom said, she said, "I'm glad you told me that because it's really introduction into his life and." Really, you just got to see how frustrated he's getting. You could be the same frustrated, like, damn, this nigga's going through this, and y'all was asking about this shit or doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm going to start that tonight.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to start that tonight.
Sure.
Start that tonight.
That's a bet, man. Appreciate you stopping by, and we're going to end it just like that.
Just like that.
That's a bet. Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. I told his ass to his maker. I'm about to stay down and I catch him bitches later. I told that hoe I'm bossing up, I'm sounding different. I just tied in with bossing, I brought my glizzy. He told me grab a brick and flock and shut out city. I told that bitch she stay down with me, buy ass and titty. I buy a product cause I told that bitch I brand different. 200 in my stash, yeah I stash different. Oh yeah, I shoot by motion gang.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.